Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is foot. F-O-O-T.
Really?
You bet your life. More than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
Groucho!
Nice fella, knew him well. Oh, that's me! Well, here I am again with $4,000 for one of our couples.
Groucho, we asked for young single people to volunteer tonight, and...
I do that frequently.
Do you? Well, just before we went on the air... just before we went on the air, Miss...
It's most unproductive, I must say. Hopeless is the word.
Miss Francine Anderson and Mr...
Miss Francine Anderson is hopeless?
No, no, she volunteered, and well, she was chosen along with Lieutenant Charles Brown, and here they are. Folks,
well,
meet Groucho Marx. And I'm
well,
glad.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome, kids, for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Say the secret word, and you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Francis Anderson and Charles Brown, huh? Well, that's a good simple. What kind of a uniform is that?
United States Air Force.
Is that so? I thought you were a letter carrier. How do I know you're in the Air Force?
Well, you can tell by the wings.
Likely story. How do I know you're not delivering airmail? Where are you from, Chaz?
Well, from the original gateway to the west in Southern California, Fort Smith, Arkansas.
He's going to wind up in the real estate business, I guess. Now, should I call you Francine or Fran?
Well, I prefer Fran.
So do I. With men who know women best, it's Fran. 2-1. Be lucky, go happy, huh? Where are you from, Fran?
Well, I was born in Santa Monica, California.
Where?
Santa Monica. I'm a native
Santa
girl.
Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Oh, native girl, huh? Is that a native outfit you're wearing? Well, how old are you, Fran?
I'm 21.
21, mm-hmm. Eh? You don't look it. I thought you were about 20 and a half. Eh?
Oh.
You say you're in the Air Force, Charlie?
That's right.
What kind of a plane do you fly?
B-29.
Well, tell us about the B-29. How big actually is this monster?
Well, it's not the biggest by any means, but it's pretty good size. If you stood it up on a wingtip, it'd be about as tall as a 10-story building.
Sounds pretty cozy, doesn't it? Could you take Fran up for a little spin?
No, I'm afraid the Air Force might disapprove of that.
You mean the Air Force wouldn't approve of Francine? That's not the red-blooded American Air Force I used to know. How far can you go in this crate?
Well, we could go about 6,500 miles without stopping. For instance, we could go from here to Hawaii and return without landing.
Well, what's the sense of going? The old Air Force would have landed at Hawaii. Don't you get tired steering that jalopy for so many miles?
Well, no. After we once get off the ground and get up in the air, we let George fly it.
George? Who's George? Any relation to Fenneman?
No. George isn't human. George is the automatic pilot.
That's Fenneman, all right, eh? Have you had any interesting experiences in this crate?
No, nothing in the B-29. There was a thing back a couple of years ago pertaining to the uniform. We were having a social function in the hotel lobby, and while standing in the lobby waiting for my date, an elderly lady walked up and handed me a stack of letters and says, "Boy, would you mind mailing these for me?"
Well, I did better than that. I thought you were a letter carrier. I just thought you were a bellhop. Did she tip you?
Not at all.
Well, tell us, that's a kind of an incomplete story. Did the girls ever show up?
Absolutely.
And did you have a lot of fun?
Yes, we did.
Apparently, you didn't stay in the lobby all evening, huh?
No, we didn't.
That's the Air Force that I know. Where do you... Look how she's looking at you. Boy, is she casing you. She knows every detail about you by this time. Where do you work, Fran?
I work in West Los Angeles, at a physical services gymnasium there.
You work in a gymnasium?
Mm-hmm.
You supervise exercises?
That's right.
What else?
Well, like bodybuilding.
Could you build me one, you think?
Well, we could try.
Instead of this travesty I'm walking around in, huh? Do you have separate gyms for the men and the women?
No, we have the same gym.
Well, now you're talking, huh? What about signing me up? Can you give me some assurance I won't be annoyed by the women customers?
Well, I think you could be fairly safe. They're there on different days.
Apparently, she's accustomed to handling dumbbells. Does your reducing emporium have a slogan like, be patriotic, don't waste fat?
Not quite like that. We do have one. If you don't have it, we can give it to you.
The fact of the matter is, I already have it and I don't want it. Now, you're still single, eh, Fran?
Yes,
well,
I am.
Well, how come? Aren't you interested in marriage?
Yes, I am.
Maybe you haven't been looking in the right places.
Well, good
man.
You're
not going to find a good man in the woman's steam room, you know. I ought to know. How about Charlie, my boy here? Does he look like a good man? Does he look like a likely candidate?
Not bad at all.
Charlie, are you very hard to find?
I'm always available, always.
This is no lobby gal, this boy. Well, Charlie, do me a favor and get lost, will you? Fran and I will go looking for you after the show. When you fly over Mulholland Drive, dip your wings and we'll know it's you.
Right.
Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to play Your Bet Your Life for a chance at the $4,000 question. Right now, I want you to pay close attention to this.
You know, friends, there are lots of things about the new 160-horsepower DeSoto Fire Dome 8 you just can't appreciate fully until you get behind the wheel of this great new car. Until you actually drive it out on the highway or over rough roads. Until you park it. The thing to do is to go into your DeSoto Plymouth dealers tomorrow and treat yourself to the ride of your life. You'll be amazed when you feel the smooth power and instant acceleration of the 160-horsepower DeSoto Fire Dome V8 engine. You'll be thrilled when you experience DeSoto's full power steering. That's right, not partial, but full power steering that lets you turn the wheels of the new DeSoto with one finger, even when the car is at a standstill. You'll find out for yourself that full power steering on the new DeSoto means easier, safer driving, not just some of the time, but all of the time. So take a few minutes tomorrow to stop in at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Get behind the wheel of the world's most talked about new car, the spectacular new 160-horsepower DeSoto Fire Dome 8. Also see and drive the DeSoto PowerMaster 6, available in custom and deluxe models. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the low-priced car most like high-priced cars. So no matter what price range you have in mind, you'll find the car you want at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Now let's see how you work together as a team. George, explain the rules.
You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions, and the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $4,000 DeSoto Plymouth question later in the show.
He has a real manly voice, Fenneman, isn't he? Sidney astonishes me all the time. Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected popular songs as your category. Now, here's your first question. How much of the 20 will you bet?
Let me see.
19.
Give me the title of this song. Play, Jerry. Anytime is right.
And you're off to a great start. You have $39.
Yeah, force doesn't fool around. Remember, you're going for $4,000 tonight. How much will be the $39 you're going to try this time?
38.
38. What's the name of this song? Play it.
Slowpoke.
Slowpoke is right.
You now have $77.
You now have $77. Let's see if you can identify this song. How much are you going to bet?
76.
76. Okay. Play it, Jerry.
Christmas
please, Mr.
Please,
Sun.
Mr. Sun is correct.
Now find the $153.
How much you going to bet?
See to work.
Is this laughing?
Yeah. This is the coup de grace.
Haven't got anything to lose.
$153.
Play it, Jerry.
Tell me why.
Tell me why is right. Give him a big kiss.
Also wind up with $306.
Good. Well, thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
Thank you.
Real
cute couple, weren't they?
They certainly were. Wonderful. We have a housewife and a salesman for you now, Groucho. They were chosen just before we went on the air, and here they are. Mrs. Pearl Woosley and Mr. Merrill Rawlings. Meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common way, something you always have with you. Mrs. Pearl Woosley. Mr. Merle Rawlings, and you're a salesman. Where are you from, Merle?
Newcastle, Indiana, originally, Mr. Marks.
Somebody out there from Muncie. Mrs. Woosley, you stopped that snickering over here, will you? Pearl Woosley. Pearl, are you? Where are you from? St. Pearl, Minnesota?
I'm from Shelbyville, Tennessee. Down south in Dixie.
Where are you all from? Where did you say?
Shelbyville, Tennessee. Way down south in Dixie.
Well, show enough. What kind of a place is Shelbyville?
Well, when I was born, there's about 6,000 people. A very wealthy country town.
Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy living in this metropolis?
I certainly did.
Here, I mean.
Oh, yes, I like Hollywood.
Oh.
Terry. And especially Mr. Groucho Marx.
Well, thank you, Pearl. That's Pearl before swine or something. Now, I realize the dangers of asking a salesman what he sells, but could you tell us, Myle, what racket you're in? What is your profession?
Guardian Service, Mr. Marks.
What is this?
Guardian Service.
Guardian Service?
America's finest cooking equipment.
Oh. You mean you sell pots and pans?
No, that's quite a bit of difference there, Mr. Marks. Mm-hmm. You see, Guardian Service is not just ordinary pots and pans, it's a method.
They have bottoms in, I suppose, huh?
Double bottoms, sir.
Double bottoms.
That's right.
Well, how do you peddle this? Do you go around knocking on doors?
No, sir, we don't. We make calls by appointment only.
Well, how do you do this? Could you tell us something about
it? Yes, sir. We make an appointment in the home for the hostess, and she invites over 14, 15 people.
What do you mean you make an appointment? You just call up anybody? You get down on the phone book?
Well, in many cases we have leads from previous programs. We call them Guardian Health Programs.
That's certainly a pretty fancy moniker for that. What do you serve at these clam bakes, aside from bicarbonate of soda?
Well, we serve a very well-balanced meal, roast beef dinner.
Mm-hmm. Now, Pearl, how does this sound to you? Do you like roast beef dinners?
I like it, delighted.
You like it, huh?
Like it, but I like the southern cooking better. Fried chicken and chicken dumplings, hog joe and turnip salad. And black eyed peas on New Year's Day. Good luck.
Good luck to you too, Pearl.
Corn pone.
And a round of barbiturates for everybody. Well, it's been interesting talking to you two. And Merle, if you ever need a topic of conversation for your parties, just mention the new DeSoto Fire Dome 8. It's really something to talk about.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, here we go. You're going to play You Bet Your Life. You beat our other couples. You'll get a chance at the $4,000 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
The Air Force pilot and his partner won $306, and the secret word is foot.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. All the words in each question pertain to the same subject. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
$15.
Talk right in here.
All right, $15.
$15. All right. What are Wyandottes, Orpingtons, and Plymouth Rocks?
Chickens.
Chickens is right.
Off to a good start, you have $35.
Remember, you're going for $4,000 tonight. Now, how much of the $35 will you bet this time?
$25.
Right.
Okay.
How much?
$25.
Okay. What are acacias, poinsettias, and mangroves?
Jeez.
Trees.
Trees is right.
You now have $60.
You have 60 bucks, and how much are you going to bet this time?
55.
Okay. What are Manx, Siamese, and Maltese?
Twins. Cats.
Cats is right.
You've now climbed to $115.
Ooh. Your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 115 are you going to go for?
Would you say 100? What do you think?
I didn't have the
whole thing of all. What do you say?
Up to you.
We might win. How do we have 150?
You got
115.
You got 115.
Well, let's say 114.
Want to get back to those?
Is that all right?
114. 114, okay. All right, here we go. What are azaleas, peonies, and crocuses?
Oh, flowers.
Flowers is right.
You wind up with a grand total of $229.
Oh. Thanks and good luck to the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Thank you kindly.
We invited some caddies to the program tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Anthony Knobb. His partner is a woman with an interesting and unusual occupation, Mrs. Mildred Alexander, and here they are. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Hi, Mr. Marx.
Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Mrs. Mildred Alexander and Anthony Knobb, huh?
That's right, sir.
You're a caddy?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. You look a little old for a caddy. How old are you, Anthony?
40, Mr. Marks.
Really? Junior is 2 years older than I am. Where are you from, Anthony?
Hell's Kitchen.
We don't approve of that kind of language on this show, Anthony. Hell's Kitchen? You mean you come from 10th Avenue, New York?
That's right, sir.
Now, what is your birthplace, Mrs. Alexander?
I was born just outside of Boston.
Oh, what's the matter? Were you banned in Boston?
I was born in Newton.
You were born in Newton? That's a lovely little town. Do you miss it very much?
Not particularly.
I see. In other words, you don't give a fig for Newton, eh? Mildred, you were chosen because you have an interesting occupation. Just what is it you do, Mildred?
I run a motel for cats.
Well, that's what I thought. When you walked up here, I said to myself, I says, there's a woman who runs a motel for cats. Now, Mildred, let's not be ridiculous. Nobody runs a motel for cats. Just what is a motel for cats?
It's a very
I'm
nice...
I'm wanting to play along with this thing as well as you. I'll play ball with you, Mildred, huh?
The motel for cats is a very nice place on Ventura Boulevard where people leave their cats when they go out of town.
What do you call the place, Catalina?
Motel for cats.
Oh. How much is a hotel for cats?
A motel for cats.
A motel. Yeah. Is there much difference between a motel for cats and a hotel for cats?
Yes.
I used to know Sam Katz. He lived at a hotel. How much does a cat have to pay for his lodging?
Well, it depends on whether he's on the American plan or the European plan.
Well, let's say he's a Siamese cat. Would you mind explaining the difference between the...
Well, if he's on the American plan, he has the regular food, everyday fare of the motel for cats. If he's on the European plan, he can have half and half, lobster, shrimps, filet mignon, whatever he wants.
Where do these felines eat? Under the stove or...
No, we have room service and their food is served in the bungalow. On their own dishes.
Can you imagine the cat picking up the phone in the morning in bed and hollering for room service? How does this sound to you, Andy? Does this sound pretty interesting to you?
I'm bewildered.
You're bewildered, eh?
I certainly am, Mr. Lux.
Well, if you should need a nice motel to sleep in sometime, just tell Millie you're a caddy. Yeah, Tom Caddy, huh? Where do you say you're a caddy?
Lakeside Country Club.
Oh, Lakes. Oh, that's a pretty exclusive club, isn't it?
It certainly is, Mr. Marks.
You have a lot of very distinguished members out there.
We certainly have.
Could you name a few of your
members? Well, we have Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, Dennis Morgan, Gordon McRae.
Well, do you get a thrill caddying for these big shots?
Sometimes.
What do you mean, sometimes?
Depends on the tips.
I'll give you a big tip. Don't have a caddy for me if you want a big tip. What are the qualifications for a good caddy, aside from flat feet?
Flat. Well, you have to know the local knowledge.
The topography of the
links? That's right, sir.
Links?
And
I had him with
the brakes in the green. Huh? The brakes in the green.
You have brakes on the green?
Yes, sir.
They're not as good as the DeSoto brakes, I'll bet. What do you like best about caddying?
Big tips.
This fellow's got a one-track mind.
Well, let's face
you know, years ago, Jesse Lasky was playing at Hillcrest. And adjoining Hillcrest is Rancho. You know, the two clubs are right close together there. And Lasky was a notoriously wild golfer, and he hit one shot over onto Rancho, which is right across the road. So he said to the caddy, he says, "What club do I use?" And the caddy says, "You tell me what club you're playing, I'll tell you what club you use." Now, women play out there, too, don't they? Which do you prefer caddying for, men or women?
Oh, men.
Why is that?
Well, women, they talk a little too much. And they stop on a turn in the powder room, and they might not come out for another 15 minutes. And the main thing is, men are better tippers.
Well, let's get it off your mind. Here's a dime, man. Now, Mildred, would you board my cat? It happens to come from Poland.
I'd like to.
It's a fine, exclusive hotel. She'll even take a pole cat. But he's good for the money. He'll pay you a cent at a time. Now, tell me, Millie, when a cat checks in, what kind of luggage does he carry? I presume you wouldn't let him in without luggage.
No. He brings his own bedding and his dishes.
He brings his own dishes and bedding,
his toys, his catnip, sometimes his Christmas tree at Christmas time. Mm-hmm.
Say, could I get a room there sometime? Well, it's been a novel experience talking to you two. And, Mildred, when you tuck your guests away for the night, don't forget the cat's pajamas. All right, let's play You Bet Your Life for a chance at the $4,000. You run your 20 bucks into more than our other couples. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but Mr. Fannin is going to remind our listeners.
The Air Force pilot and his partner still lead with $306.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected outstanding American athletes. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
19.
Talk up,
19
kids.
Bucks.
19 bucks. In what sport is Maureen Connolly famous?
I think it's in tennis.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's absolutely right.
You're on your way. You have $39.
Remember, you're going for $4,000 tonight. How much of the 39 are you going to try this time?
38.
38. In what sport is Dick Button famous?
Skating.
Skater is right.
You now have $77.
Now, here's your third question. You have $77? Yeah, 77. How much are you going to bet? You're a 7. Looks like a 9.
76.
76.
All right. In what sport is Luke Easter famous?
Baseball.
Baseball is right.
You now have $153.
Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 153 you're going to try?
150.
In what sport is Patty Berg famous?
Golf.
Golf is right. Put it in. Yes. All right.
You wound up with $303.
That's not bad. And give me my dime back.
But that means the Air Force pilot and his partner with $306. In just 1 minute, we'll get the chance at the $4,000 DeSoto Plymouth
question.
How
much did they beat us by?
$3.
Oh, gee.
That's a good 18 holes work, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a few hamburgers.
Sorry.
Say, Fenneman, I have something for you. It's here. It's a letter from Mr. Albert L. McKenzie of Campbell, California.
It's addressed to me?
Of course not. It's addressed to me. What would Albert McKenzie be writing to you about?
Well, I don't know.
For that matter, what would he be writing to me about? Oh, I remember. It's about a used car. Here, read it, George.
Oh, gladly. Mr. McKenzie writes, Dear Mr. Marks.
That's me.
I followed your advice, went into a DeSoto Plymouth dealer and told them Groucho sent me. Well, I purchased a used car. It was fairly priced and I'm very happy with it. I received a very satisfactory allowance on my old car. The dealer was courteous and very efficient and had that rare gift of making me feel at home and welcome. The deal was somehow lifted out of the realm of a mere business transaction where you simply got what you paid for and placed on an entirely different plane. It was a novel and pleasing experience. I thought you might be interested in hearing. It's signed, yours very truly, Albert L. McKenzie. Well, friends, I'm sure you'd like that kind of treatment, too. And if you're interested in a used car, visit a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. DeSoto Plymouth dealers, you know, have many makes and models to choose from, and in all price ranges.
And remember, George, some of the cars at DeSoto's and Plymouth's the dealer has serviced from the day they were brand new.
That's right. For top values in used cars, for a fair and square deal every time, go to a DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
And when you do, tell them Groucho sent you.
Here's the Air Force pilot and his partner, Groucho. The winning couple all set for the DeSoto Plymouth $4,000 question.
Well, you can quit the gym and you can quit... No, you can't quit the gym. All you got to do is... All right, here we go for $4,000. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please no help in the audience. Here it is. There is a small island in the Mediterranean that has served as a penal colony since 1874. Its name was made famous by Edmond Dantès, hero of a great novel by Dumas. For $4,000, what is the name of this island? Talk it over. One answer between you. What is the answer you two have decided upon?
Sicily.
Oh, I'm sorry. There it is. Monte Cristo. That's the correct answer, Monte Cristo. So that means the big question next week will be worth $4,500. Well, you lost the big money, but how much did they win the quiz?
$306 in the quiz.
Well, it's not too bad. Congratulations and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at the same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $4,500. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, see the DeSoto Fire Domain tomorrow.
Here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Cross town or cross country, slow down for blind intersections and be prepared to stop. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell. Directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.